Hey guys, I want to sell you on G.K. Chesterton today. If you have never heard of them, now is the time. And if you've never read him, or maybe you have heard of him, you should go read him. He has so much to say. He is probably one of the most influential men in my life. Dead men. He was a writer in the 1800s to early 1900s, and he is like taking a cold shower. He wakes you up to the world. So the way that he sees the world is very, I don't know. It's very different than how we see it. If we were to see, let's just say we see things in black and white, he sees things in like full color. And he really illuminates the everyday, ordinary things. So whether you're looking at a blade of grass, a leaf from a tree, a bug, you know, a cup of coffee, whatever it is, he really helps open your eyes to see how magnificent this world is. He's the guy that says, you know, let us be ocular athletes. Let us, you know, be an athlete with our eyes. Looking for, you know, all the strange, weird, and wonderful things that God has given us in this world. And he said, you know, in order to be Alice in Wonderland, you have to become small. So when you think about it, when you become small, I mean, everything looks weird and wild and wonderful. Well, and that's exactly how he lives and how he challenges the reader, the listener, to really just wake up, look outside. Look at how fantastic this world is. I'm driving out to my parents' farm this morning, and you know, there's fog everywhere. It's mystical. It's, you know, you think about the dew on the ground. You think about just the sun peeking through the fog, and how very fairyland like this world is. And as Andy Wilson has reminded me, I mean, this is a fantasy world we live in. This is, and I'll probably have another podcast on that, but G.K. Chesterton, man, so refreshing. He's one of those guys that I feel like I need to read every day. He's that kind of fun uncle. So I wouldn't necessarily go to him for all of my theology wisdom, but I would go to him to say, hey, I want to have a fun time. I want to have a great time. But not even that. Like, you know, it's a, while you see things that I don't see, and he just has this exuberant joy, like a child, and when you read his stuff, you'll definitely see what I mean. And so, where do you start? Well, he's written about, I think, more than 10,000 articles, and so if you were to write one day every day for 10 years, you'd maybe catch up. So I mean, this guy has written on pretty much everything. And yeah, fascinating man, very eye-opening, just the things that he says. And how he lives. So nonfiction, I mean, I would start with Orthodoxy or Heretics. There's books that Dale Alquist has put together that are excellent. There's, I think there's like 101 Chesterton. In Defense of Sanity is a wonderful book. So a lot of these books are basically a collection of some of his best essays. And you can go find them and get them, and they're I think they'll change your life. And so highly, highly recommend him. I believe he influenced C.S. Lewis. Some of their writing is very similar, or at least you know, looks like they're copying each other. If you were to go to fiction, I haven't read a lot of his fiction, but I would go with Man Alive, like one of my favorite books. It's like his nonfiction lived out in a fiction story, and it's just it's really wonderful. So what else to say about Chesterton? I mean, he's the guy, I think, in Heretics who said, you know, every instant of conscious life is an unimaginable prodigy. Whoa. You just think about every second, every instant that we get to live, like, it's just this wild, unknown, amazing thing. The fact that we're here. You know, and so if you want to start seeing in color, go read Chesterton. And if you're like, well, I already see in color, well, then see it as, you know, put on 3D glasses or whatever. HD, but he is fabulous. So if I haven't sold you on him, I will. You should talk to me. Otherwise, go read some Chesterton, and we'll leave it there.